Hello, this is Pastor Landis Fisher of Straight Gate Ministries, and this is Teaching Bible Radio. I am blessed to come to you on this station at this time every week, and I am just thankful to God that He lets us have this beautiful medium of radio that I can have a chance to speak with many people and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. This week, the Lord has put it on my heart to have a time of prayer. And I feel that with the times that we're in, with escalating gas prices and a uncertain economy and all the other normal things that go on that assault us day in and day out, that prayer is what we really need. And I believe someone may be listening right now who really needs prayer. And so before I do that, I'd like to ask that you remember Teaching Bible Radio and Straight Gate Ministries in your prayers when you pray, and also to assist us with your financial offerings to help us continue to bring this broadcast to you and to expand our ministry to reach more people who really need to hear the gospel of Christ. We do prison ministry, shelter ministry, internet ministry. We're online at teachingbible.org, and we make free resources available that are comforting many around the world. Just got an email just the other day from a pastor in Nigeria, and want to pray for him and his ministry, and also many ministers who are laboring in the gospel in India and Pakistan and other foreign nations where the gospel is not well received in many cases. So I want to just let you know some of the needs that have come into our ministry. If you would contact us, you can do that at P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri, 63145. That's P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri, 63145. Or reach us at our toll-free line at 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. And if you don't get an operator right away, leave a voicemail. We will call you back if you have a prayer request or desire to take us up on the book offer that we mentioned on last week for America's God and Country, a very fine book that I recommend for every Christian to have in his library to share many things about the heritage of our great nation. Give us a call, 1-877-35-BIBLE or 1-877-352-4253, or email us and request the offer for a donation of any amount online at radio@teachingbible.org. But let us have a word of prayer right now. We're going to go ahead and pray because I just feel that there are some things that many of you need, and we need to ask the Lord. Jesus said, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and ye shall find." This is Teaching Bible Radio.
This is Teaching Bible Radio.
Welcome to Teaching Bible Radio, the radio ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri, featuring pastor-teacher Landis Fisher, exploring your world through the Word of God. Let's join our teacher for another thought-provoking adventure from the Bible, which is available in its entirety online at teachingbible.org. Here's our teacher, Pastor Fisher. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now just to ask that you look at the needs of someone who is listening to the radio now. I don't know exactly what they need, and I felt motivated today, Father, to lift up a word of prayer. There are so many things going on in this country of ours. There have been great storms in the Midwest, and there has been all kinds of things going on politically, and gas prices are soaring, and some of us are having a hard time. And so, Father, we just come right now before you just to ask you to be with us, bless us. You promised that you would supply our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Somebody may be suffering right now, Father, going through some changes, financially, emotionally, spiritually, even with a health issue, something like that, Father. And I don't know all the needs, but many have come in, Father. You know the request that we have received from those inmates in the prison, from some of the pastors in Nigeria, some of them who are in Pakistan and various places that we have received email. And Father, you know every need that we have. You know the needs that all the people have who are listening right now. And so, Father, we lift up those needs. The great thing about you, Father, is that you are everywhere all at the same time, and that you can bless us all one by one if we open our hearts by faith and trust you for the things that you have promised. And Father, we obediently come before you the best way we know how. Father, sometimes we're not so great. Many of us come just now, Father, just to be in your presence, and it's a blessing just to be here, to be able to talk to you and to have the privilege of prayer and to pray for our churches and church members and our pastors and our teachers and all those wonderful people that you have sanctified to your name. And so, Father, we come right now to lift up every need. Father, we know that you can meet every single need that everyone has. And so, Father, we praise you right now for the great privilege of prayer. And Father, we ask you to forgive us all of our sins, oh God. Somebody is listening who really doesn't know you, don't have a close relationship with you through your Son, Jesus Christ. But you have made him available. And so, Father, we pray for those people who are listening whose faith is weak or who have never even thought about coming to you, that by the way that you have sent your Son, Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we pray that they would understand the gospel, that you sent Jesus Christ, and that only by him can any of us anywhere on earth be saved. And so, Father, bless somebody with an or threatened by divorce or anything of that sort. Bless those who are struggling with a decision concerning a pregnancy that they may not have been expecting or something of that sort. Let them know that you have made a way and that you can cover them, O God. Bless right now, Father, and help somebody right now. Bless somebody who's listening to this station and may be traveling on the road on vacation and that really needs to know that you are with them and that you are there and you would never leave them nor forsake them. Bless them right now, Father, and bless every ministry, every pastor that's listening. Bless your whole church, every ear that is tuned in. Bless them, Father, and fill them with the knowledge of your word. Give us a diligence, Father, to study your word and to pray and to seek your face. Bless this radio station and the operators in the station that they might continue to do their work in sharing messages of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help some of those who are waffling with false religion right now, Father, that they might know that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except by me. Help them to understand that he is the true Messiah that you sent into the world to be crucified on the Roman cross to satisfy your justice, and that by his blood shed, his death, his burial, and his resurrection, that they can be saved. Bless somebody right now, Father. There's somebody who's been struggling with the gospel, has never really gotten a good understanding, but today, Father, let this message just permeate their soul. Let it be a source of repentance and blessing that they might repent a failure to believe the good news that you sent Christ Jesus to save them from their sins, and bless them right now. Help somebody, Father, who is having a problem with their mortgage in their home or some other circumstance financially within their home. Father, we know you can supply every need and that you have never been late. You have never been late. You have always come through, Father. And so right now we ask by the power of the blood of Jesus that you bless us and supply those needs. Father, let them be rejoicing right now. Somebody is sad and downhearted. Somebody's on a bed of sickness, Father. And we pray right now that you bless them from the bed of sickness, that they might be lifted up and have good health, and that they might go forth and give the praise and the glory to the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Continue to bless this ministry, Father, as we continue to endeavor to teach your word. Help many people come to the knowledge of Christ and be comforted by the gospel of your Son. And help us, Father, to penetrate this world as far as we possibly can with the resources that you have provided us with, and let us be good, faithful stewards, Father, to share this gospel in many places. You said this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness, and then the end shall come. And so, Father, we pray you prepare many hearts and minds for that time that Jesus promised when he said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, then I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Father, help us make preparation for that time that you come. Forgive us of our sins. Strengthen us against the temptations that so easily beset us. Bless our homes, our families, our children, our jobs. And Father, we thank you. Somebody, if they don't have a job, bless them right now, Father, that they might get up and move forward, trusting that you will meet them at the point of their need and fill that need, Father, for a job, for an education, for just a pledge for mercy, oh God, that someone may be needing right now. Somebody's in a prison, Father, somewhere, because we go in all the time and we know that the hearts of many of those who are incarcerated are broken. And so we lift them up right now, Father, before you, that you might bless someone who is incarcerated, that they might not feel that pressure of loneliness and rejection that sometimes comes from that situation. But bless them right now, oh God, and we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, bless the word as it goes forth. Let it be a blessing to someone who hears the good news. And may many, many more blessings come forth in the name of Jesus. And we declare that these things are done. And we bless you, give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And we ask it in the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ. And in his name we pray. Amen. Amen. We hope you prayed with us. If there were other prayers that you have that we have not even mentioned, lift them up right now in this time of prayer, that God might hear your prayer and answer your needs. Once again, this is Teaching Bible Radio. I felt motivated today just to offer some prayer. And we'd like to have you call us. We hope to eventually set up a call-in program that will allow you to call in and have your prayers heard and your needs and things on the radio so that we can discuss those things with you. But we will need your support to get that program fully in place. So feel free to give us a call, 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. Teaching Bible Radio, you can send any donations or prayer requests to radio@teachingbible.org. We will get them by email, and we will pray over those things that you have need of. If you can help us, we have a book offer that we want to make to every one of you who are first-time callers. We're in several new cities, and we'd like you to call us at least and let us know that you're hearing the broadcast. Whether you're down in Pensacola, Huntsville, wherever you happen to be, Kansas City, we'd like to hear from you. We've heard from some of the callers down in Alabama, in the wonderful state of Alabama, and we thank you for calling in, those of you who called. Some callers were calling in from Athens, and we're not even sure which station you heard us on, but give us a call and let us know what station you hear Teaching Bible Radio on. And always pray for me. I'm always constantly trying to do battle, and the devil stays pretty busy dogging my steps. And so please pray for Pastor Fisher in your normal prayers. I will greatly appreciate that. And give us a call, or either write us, drop us a letter in the mail. Now, the book offer is for a donation of any amount. That's the book America's God and Country. And that is written by the author Bill Federer, William Federer. He's a local here in the St. Louis area. And the book is an encyclopedia of quotations. It is very excellent. I saw it online on Amazon.com for $13.59. But you don't have to send that much. If you don't like, send a donation of any amount. Just cover us with $5 to cover the mailing, the shipping within the connected United States, so that we can send that out to you. And that'll be a gift from us to you. You can send more. Of course, we have need for as much as you can possibly send. If some of you can send even more, that would be a great blessing. But we will be good stewards with every penny that you send, and we do send out the word, and we're busy doing that in these last and evil days, because we do not know when the Lord will return. So once again, that's P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri, 63145, Teaching Bible Radio. Or you can give us a call, 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. And it is a joy and a pleasure to pray for you, to bring you messages from the Word of God. There are many of them. Go online whenever you can, teachingbible.org. Click on the radio broadcast tab, and you can hear broadcasts from the very beginning when we started on this station, and even some from before. And we have a number of other free resources available at teachingbible.org. So we want to invite you to continue to listen, and please get in touch with us, 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253, and may God continue to richly bless you. Amen. Teaching Bible Radio is listener-funded radio Write us at P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri 63145. Call us toll free 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. Or visit us online at teachingbible.org, a ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri.